Hello everyone, it is T Diggity Dog here with
Matthew,
and today we are going to talk about the highly anticipated, just released 2 days ago, Avengers 4 trailer. So we got a lot out of this, didn't we, Matt?
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing we got out of this was a title. We learned Avengers 4 is going to be titled Avengers Endgame. Mm-hmm. It was one of the rumored titles of Avengers 4. Matt, Avengers Endgame, the word Endgame was mentioned in Avengers Infinity War. Do you remember where?
Yeah, actually, Doctor Strange was talking about all the outcomes that could happen after the Avengers battled Thanos. And he said, we're in the Endgame now.
How many, it was one possibility, right? Out of like millions?
It was a couple million. I think it was over 10 million.
He handed the time stone over to Thanos, which he could have like hid it in somewhere, you know, like the mirror realm or whatever. Mm-hmm. He could have destroyed it. Why do you think he handed it over? We just theorizing. It's a game theory, you know.
When you look at the odds, there's really nothing you can do. It's all against you.
But he saw the one where we won, right?
Yeah.
I say we, like I'm an Avenger. Go team!
T-Diggity Dog, the Avenger.
All day, every day. Mm-hmm. Basically Black Widow at this point.
Yep.
What else we get out of this trailer? Okay, breaking down the trailer, we first see Tony talking to his little Iron Man mask, sending the message to Pepper. Mm-hmm. Tony was last seen on Thanos' home planet with Nebula. Peter is dead.
For now.
For now. Far From Home is coming out.
Not even a year, in like 7 months.
Yeah, May? Or June, July?
No, July.
So, Far From Home's coming, Peter's coming back. How is the question? Nebula did not die after the snap, though. Doctor Strange died. He was also on Thanos' home planet. Where is Nebula? Some people are saying in the trailer, did you see Nebula? Some people are saying that
No. They
saw her. I didn't see her either.
Yeah, you know what I love, though? I love the post-apocalyptic theme of the trailer.
Yes.
And how they're going to have to, like, rebuild from the ground up.
It's very, so on Earth, there's, like, 7-8 billion people. And even with 3.5 to 4 billion left, it's a very empty feel, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I liked that decision by the directors a lot, the Russo brothers. Peter's dead, has to come back, because Far From Home's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shuri. Black Panther's sister, who was trying to take the Infinity Stone out of Vision. So, after Infinity War, it was unknown whether she was alive or dead after the snap. Eventually, we see Bruce in the Avengers headquarters, and he is looking at the missing or presumably deceased persons. And we see Peter, and we know that he was killed in the snap. And then Shuri was right after him. And also, Scott Lang, which is Ant-Man, which we'll talk about later. Shuri's dead. Do you think, because she was very much like the brains of the operation, do you think this is going to hurt the team?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Additionally, we learned Hawkeye, who was absent from Infinity War, is alive. I have no idea why he was absent from Infinity War. I completely forget. Do you know?
Yeah, remember they had if you watched Ant-Man, they had the deal where they were under house arrest because they had that battle in Germany,
mm-hmm,
and Civil War. And
Accords?
Yeah. So they were under house arrest for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm confused because at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp, you see Ant-Man's stuck in that different world or that different realm or whatever.
The quantum realm.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that's when the snap happens.
Because the people who were on the outside
disappear.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused on how he got back out into the normal world. So I'm excited to see.
Yeah, that's a gigantic question. At the end of the Avengers Endgame trailer, we see Ant-Man knocking on their door, which he was in, like, California, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the Avengers headquarters in upstate New York. So that's like a 3-4-5 day drive. So it's not immediately after, but it's a solid time. How did he, I'm so intrigued to see how he gets out of the quantum realm. That's going to be big.
You know what's really a tragedy, though?
Hmm.
They shaved Cap's beard.
Oh my god, I'm not over it. They shaved Cap's beard. Okay, you know what, though? I was sobbing over the beard. Because, but you know what someone pointed out?
Hmm.
He wins without the beard. He gets the beard in Infinity War and he loses. Maybe he picked up a trend. He had to shave the beard.
Had to get the beard. He looked like John Krasinski with the beard, though.
He did look like John Krasinski. Yeah. But now he's just Jim from The Office.
Yeah, now
How do you... Okay. Bruce is alive. We see that. Bruce Banner, the Hulk. Mm-hmm. Natasha, Black Widow, is alive. How do we feel about the... I feel like Natasha has had two kind of almost romances with Captain America and the Hulk. How do we feel about either one of those?
I personally don't like either of the romances with any of the Avengers having a romance together. I'm not sure if the fans, do you like it? Do you ship either of them?
I cannot be more of an advocate for Captain America beard plus Natasha.
Well, this is Cap's last project with the Avengers.
That is huge. So, who plays Captain America? Chris Evans?
Yep.
Chris Evans is done being an Avenger after Endgame. What? What is going to happen?
I read the article. Said his last day. Pretty boring.
Yeah, I read that too. He was like, nothing special happened. I thought I would get a hug goodbye. No, he didn't say that. It was kind of hilarious though. But some people are saying there's going to be a black Captain America. Some people are saying there's going to be a woman Captain America. Are we going to even have a Captain America after Endgame?
You can't replace Cap.
He was the first Avenger. He came out of the ice like Avatar and just... I don't know how
language.
I'll go... Like, yes, he hated cussing. I don't know how we'll replace him. Okay, and also in the trailer, Thanos is, like, farming somewhere on a planet, and his armor is out like a skeleton, which is a ode, kind of, to the comics where they did that. Is he in retirement? What's going on with that?
I think Thanos is, he's in belief that he's, like, he's accomplished his life goal. And so...
Do you think he regrets it, especially after he's lost Gamora?
No. I think
he's ruthless.
He thinks the world is like a paradise now. That's what he wanted all the time, which is, you know, stupid.
If you were Thanos, would you go farm? If you were Thanos, would you just go farm on some planet? What would you do? I'd go live in a Walmart.
You'd go live in a Walmart? 24-hour Walmart Thanos challenge?
Yes. Yeah, I would take off all my clothes before I put on new Walmart clothes, and I would make them into a scarecrow at the start of the store so everyone knew, Snap Girl's there.
Would you put on an Iron Man mask, like a toy Iron Man mask?
No, I would probably, like, throw it across the store and decimate it.
Yeah.
Get it? Because that's what they're calling the...
Yeah.
The decimation, which actually means a tenth of the population was killed, not half, so... Marvel?
You know, I didn't really like the end of Infinity War, though. I thought they were, like...
Who did?
I thought they were just, like, kind of forcing, like, hey, you should cry now. Like, I thought it was kind of like that. I thought it was, like...
You felt the emotion was forced.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, hey, if you're not crying, like, you're a bad person. I thought it was...
Can I be honest, though?
Yeah.
I'm tearing up thinking about it. I'm not even joking.
You cried, ran out the door. You left the house because Spider-Man died.
I did. I was fine. I went into it and I was like, as long as Spider-Man doesn't die, I'm going to be fine. You know who died?
Spider-Man!
Spider-Man!